I'm Jesse Steele. I wear many hats, and these are my interesting adventures for the week. Now, behind me is the this Hong Kong artwork thing. It's obvious to me what it is, but people might not know. This is the Hong Kong has this flower on their flag. It's funny. A lot of governments in Mandarin speaking countries have flowers as their logos. Tainan, where I'm in, has one of those. But this is, it's wilting, it's got blood on it. Someone died. The police were shooting people in the face with rubber bullets. There was one, it looked like they were getting shot, but it was actually a rubber bullet being shot or a tear gas can being shot somewhere else. But it looked like a gun when it was a baton. It's like, why were the police pointing the baton at the person anyway? So, you know, like that's, yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to be talking about that later. But I'm explaining this picture behind me. No, I'm not going to take this and put it up on my 500px site. But if you look here at the logo, God Bless HK is the Twitter username. Is that what it's? Anyhow, there it is. This has been a fascinating week. Yes, in the Taiwan special, I'm going to be talking about the situation with Hong Kong, and I'm going to give my perspective from someone being in Taiwan. Okay, overview of important things to consider. I said it in Feature Friday last week. I think I might have said it before elsewhere. I'm aware that stuff is happening in Hong Kong. I did not discuss the march last weekend, like we're talking 9 days ago, over a week ago, the weekend before last. I did not talk about that at the Pacific Daily Times because for me, a million person march in Hong Kong protesting their government that doesn't care about them isn't news. So there's a lot of protests. Yeah, it's the largest there's ever been, but there have been so many, it wasn't news. And I said on Feature Friday, I aired it Monday night for me, Monday morning for you. It went out and then, didn't become available to the public until Friday. I said on Feature Friday, I'm not interested in just the march itself. I'm interested in the reaction, in the response. And that was the astonishing thing. Now, again, I don't act conventionally. I do not report the same news story everybody else is. I don't do reporting. I do opinion. It is important. I do news stacks and opinion. Everybody and their mom and their dog are talking about the protests in Hong Kong. Oh, there's protests in Hong Kong and the government wants to. Okay, all right. Well, if you've been paying attention to this channel and you've been listening to the podcast, you understand what's going on here. There's this extradition law that you can grab anybody and send them to China if China says, we think he is criminal, so send him to us. So, they want to use Hong Kong police to, arrest anybody going through town. Okay. Well, people are protesting that because Hong Kongers could get extradited to China for high crimes against Beijing or what the heck ever. So that's a known thing. I'm not only going to talk about Hong Kong. I see what's happening in the greater Pacific. So at the Times this week, I've already recorded it. It's on the way. The Pacific Daily Times cadence editorial, the one that's about the Far East, it's long. And I read this long thing and I got it perfectly right the first time through. It was amazing. Just for reading that much without making a single mistake. I explain what's happening in Hong Kong in the context of what's happening in Taiwan. And I even have a theorem. Go check it out. It's the cadence this week. It's long. And again, I put stuff in a greater context, but I am going to talk more about Hong Kong later on in the Taiwan special this week. Now, as this is going on, okay, I have been revamping PacificDailyTimes.com. You can go there now to see where the dev progress is. I'm turning it into a kind of semi-drudge thing where I will be pushing out my news stacks that go into the editorials for the symphony. So the symphony is the editorials, is what I call the editorials. I'm a music man at heart. So the editorials for the Pacific Times are called symphony, and they have musical terms like cadence and encore and this stuff. I'm not going to say jazz because that'd be an insult. So PacificDailyTimes.com is getting a total revamp. It gives time zones around the Pacific, Honolulu, Phoenix, which doesn't have daylight saving time, singular, not plural, Chicago, because most times are given in New York time. So it gives you local time. The seconds tick by. It tells you your local date. It's got the space weather. I was a fan of Ben Davidson before I knew his name, Suspicious Observers. Yeah, I've got a little embed with his daily news stuff that goes up for weather. I've got some weather map link. Like, it's the real news site. If you want to do news, that's going to be there. And I'm still working on some of the tech on the back end, but there will be a live feed. I think updated every 15 minutes, I'll do it. There will be a live, regularly updated can I call it a feed-ish, maybe? Like, it will be like Drudge, kind of, and it will be updating what my news articles will be that I'm putting in the news stack that week. These editorials that I write at Pacific Daily Times are news stacks. So that's coming. I'm trying to kind of make it sort of a Drudge thing. There will be simple ads on it. I'm not going to... You need... Like, a news site needs to have one or two ads, or it just seems weird. But I'm not gonna attack it with ads. I might do one. So, maybe two at the bottom. Like, it won't be much. Okay, I'm really thrilled about that. What has anything else been going on this week? What did I, has anybody talked about? Oh, yeah. I've got this new Taiwan schedule theorem, which is at the Times. Go check that out. I have no idea what this is. Okay. You know what? I kind of sort of think that that's going to be it for the week. I think last week I mentioned some stuff about an English curriculum. I'm tidying up that a little bit with PinkWrite, but for the most part, I've got the curriculum done. I'm going to wrap it into individual classes. So in massive English communication, like, it's going to be critical thinking. Like, I've already written out critical thinking stuff, how to do debates, different types of literature. So I've got a mean... amazing English curriculum coming out at PinkWrite, but right now I'm shifting everything towards revamping PacificDailyTimes.com. It's going to be great when it shows up. I'm hoping that it's useful like Drudge. Is it shooting too much to say that I hope that it's more useful than Drudge? Nothing against Matt. See you tomorrow.